Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. And Tink Kenny, I was trying to time the national anthem along with doing our keys of the game, but keys of the game, I think we've got to score from the plate tonight. Not a great job last night. Got beat 18-7.
Took a shellacking last night.
Yeah, and you know, we were calling a softball game. And you kept mentioning, you know, Brevard scored seven runs in that first inning.
First inning, yeah, and then one in the second. They had 8-0, you know, in the second inning.
Before we even knew what was going on. So.
I was talking to some of the boys there up here in the press box when I got up here earlier. Doing the PA thing for the JV game, and I was talking to some of the boys, and they said it was just, they agreed with me. I said, you know, you're going to have nights like that. And they said it was just one of them nights, you know, it just, nothing went right.
And it didn't, and I think tonight you've got to get the bats going, score. Of course, this is a big game right here tonight. This is the second game in this series against Franklin, and of course, Franklin coming in tonight 10-7 overall. 4-6 in the conference, sitting right now in fifth place. They have four games left coming into tonight with us, Smokey, and then they've got a series with West next week. Tuscola coming in tonight, 12-8, 7-3 in the conference, sitting in fourth place. And we've got four games left coming in tonight, which was this game with Franklin, Brevard Friday, and then we have the series against East Henderson next week. So, truthfully, Kenny, you know, we come out better Friday night. It's four winnable games for us, and you know, like they're saying, we're still in this conference hunt right now.
Oh yeah, it's no doubt. But you know, you just hate games like that last night. You know, it's just like I say, there's just nothing you can do. You're going to have games like that. But that would have been a big win if we could have took that one last night. Would have put
absolutely.
Would have put us in the standings really good. We're ready to kick it off here, Branson.
And Damian Bowles starting it off for Franklin. And Homsler's first pitch. Going to miss high, 1-0.
Bowles is the center fielder for the Panthers.
Almser's 1-0 pitch on its way.
Good breaking ball right there for a strike.
1-1 count.
See what Ian's got working tonight for him.
The 1-1 on its way. Okay. Good pitch. Swung on, missed. Count now 1-2 on Bowles.
Threw that one by him. Back foot's almost out of the batter's box then.
It's as far back as you can get. The 1-2 misses. Now it's a 2-2 count. Bowles wasting no time back in to the box. Almser's pitch. Hit down to third base to August Fama. Long throw over to first. Sean Gillen makes the catch. One away.
Fama's got a strong arm from third over there, I tell you. When he cuts it loose, it's like a bullet.
He has, and we've seen him steadily improve the last couple of years. And the good thing is he's just a junior, so he'll be back next year.
Yeah, he'll be back next year, and he'll have to carry some of the pitching load next year, too. But, he's got that longest throw on the infield there. But, boy, he can get it over there.
Up now for Franklin is Gunnar McConnell.
He's the catcher tonight.
Almser's first pitch close to buzzing the tower right there. 1-0.
A little chin music there.
Yeah. Almser checking the pitch on the way. That one fouled off. 1-1.
That umpire in that first game there, the JV game, boy, he took one off his head. And then he got hit in the ear. I mean, it took his hat, mask, and everything off. And he rolled around on the ground there for a few minutes. Was you here yet?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, he rolled around on the ground. I mean,
1-1 messing up, so it's a 2-1 count. Apparently he's okay. I see him out in the field now.
Yeah, I mean, but I was worried there for a minute. I mean, seriously.
Nice pitch on the inside corner.
That was a good breaking ball out there. I don't like to see anybody get hurt, you know.
Yeah, you're right. 2-2 count now on McConnell. Omsler's 2-2. Also hit down to Fama. Good play, catch, and throw. And two away. And that's going to bring up Anderson Terrell.
Patting in the number three spot tonight. Playing shortstop. That's 6-3,
2-6-3
plays in a row.
Yeah.
Let's keep it up. We'll do that all night. I mean 5-3. What am I saying? 6-3. Get my positions mixed up here. 5-3.
First pitch, Terrell, is a strike, so 0-1. Omsler in the windup. Pitch on its way. Popped up into center field. Elijah Hampton running
playable. That's playable. Long fly ball.
So
good inning.
Up.
Good inning right there for Ian Omsler.
Three up, three down for the Mountaineers. Or actually for the Franklin Panthers. Mountaineers doing a good job defensively. And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heated and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Of course, next week ends the regular season, and Kenny and I will be back over here Tuesday. And Kenny, we've not really talked about it yet, but we'll make a decision and let everybody know. We're scheduled to do the baseball game for senior night, but we've got to decide if we're going to go over there and try to pick up the girls as well. So we're going to talk about that, but we'll let everybody know in enough time on Tuesday.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. You know, we've got to decide how we're going to do that. I know Bronson Cook, coach of the Lady Mountaineers, said they're going to do the senior night thing after the ball game, which that sort of puts a kink in us coming and doing the boys, because if we was to stay for that, then we would we'd be really running late on the boys' game. So
yeah, and it may be one of those deals that we have to leave from the softball to come over here. And, you know, when our player of the game have her come over here to this, you know, up here to the press box. But either way, we'll let everybody know, you know. But like I said, as quick as the season got started, it's hard to believe that next week's the end of the regular season.
I know. That's this spring just – I don't know where it went.
I don't either. So Caden Mason finished with his warm-up pitches, and it's time for Mason Harrell to step into the box. Of course, Mason will be pitching Friday night against Brevard at Brevard.
Playing shortstop tonight for the Mountaineers.
Mason's first pitch. Missing outside, 1-0. The 1-0. That one called a strike. 1-1 count. Shot by Mason
That's
Harrell.
Down.
That's going to be down. That's going to be extra bases as well, as he's on his way to second. And it'll be a leadoff stand-up double for Mason Harrell and the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the first.
Now batting, number eight, Ian Omsler.
And that's going to bring up Ian Omsler.
That was a nice stroke right there, Branson. That
it
ball,
was.
Ball hit and bounced one bounce off the fence out there in left field. Good way to start this game. Omsler, the pitcher tonight for the Mountaineers, batting in the number two spot.
At first pitch to Ian, stays up 1-0.
Maybe we can have a game tonight like the Brevard did last night against us.
Yeah, and just
rack up about.
Yeah, you're right, because they're due to get one. Of course, I hate we missed the game Friday night, as exciting as the ending as it was in the seventh, but just to hear everybody talking about it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're right.
Almser's 1-0 pitch fouled off, 1-1 count. Almser back in with a 1-1 count. Mason checking Harrell at second. That one fouled back. 1-2 count. Mason checking the runner. Pitch on its way. Stays in. I thought for a second there that might have got Almser, but 2-2 count.
Yeah, just a little too far inside.
Mason checking the runner. Pitch on its way. 2-2 count. Stays up, full count now at 3-2. And already having a meeting between the pitcher and the catcher here, Kenny, so obviously some signs are crossed up.
That's all right, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
Just a few more minutes for that sun to get down, boy.
I thought it had gone right there behind the cloud when Mason got his hit, but it
didn't. There you go.
So Alms are going to draw a walk here. Going to put runners at first and second. No outs. Still a 0-0 game here in the bottom of the first. That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland. Mason going to throw back, trying to get Harrell, trying to get him to scare him to stay back a little bit closer to that bag. But Mason's pitch to Gillen fouled off as he squared the bunt. 0-1. Mason back on the mound now. Gillen in the box. Oh, 1 pitch.
Ooh.
Swung on, missed. 0-2.
Sean's got a better swing than that right there. That was a half-hearted swing, that last one. Two strikes now. He's got to be tough around the plate here.
Mason's 0-2. There. Hit down on the ground. Over to third. Steps on second for the force. to get Omsler. So one away. But we have runners at first and second with one out, and August Fama the batter. So Mason Kenny is a rather slow pitcher here.
Yeah, he's very deliberate, takes his time.
Shot by Fama over shortstop. Anderson Terrell flips over to second. One run gets in, and August Fama will be safe. Mason Harrell scores. Makes it a 1-0 game here in the bottom of the first. That's going to bring up Eli Freeman. Eli had a big hit Friday night, and that come from behind win against Pisgah in the seventh.
Yeah, it couldn't come at a better time. That's
pickoff throw over to first, trying to get Fama. He will be safe. First pitch to Freeman. Runner's going.
Oh! No, 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 no. Bad call right there.
Tagged him on the foot, but he was already across the bag.
Yeah,
second.
He was already across the bag. Yeah, tagged him way down low on his backside, man, I tell you.
August Fama stealing second, and they called him out right there. I think I'm going to have to disagree with that. The throw was off.
Tagged him offline. Way low on his backside, you know, as he was sliding head first into second. That was he missed that one. I don't care how you look at it, you know, he missed that.
So after one, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 1-0 after one here at the top of the second inning. Franklin bringing up Attic Sutton, Braden Greenwood, and Brock Bradley. I got a little crazy on my handwriting over here, Kenny, and
I can't read your own writing.
Yeah, it did.
The
PM's going out, but it is Brock Bradley. But up right now is Attic Sutton. First pitch called strike.
Attic Sutton's left fielder, batting in the number four spot. He's also got a brother playing tonight.
That 0-1 pitch misses, makes it a 1-1 count. He fouls the 1-1 off, so it's a 1-2 count. Kenny, I will not lie. Tomorrow night will be the first time in several years that I'm going to get to watch the first round of the NFL draft. And because we're usually calling a game.
Yeah, usually. You're right.
1-2 pitch. Going to be a chopper foul. Been a while since I've got to do that. I'm kind of excited. I have my chair already. All I have to do is warm it up before I get in it tomorrow night and flip over and watch. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Who do you think's going number one?
It'll have to be Fernando to the Raiders.
From Indiana?
Mm-hmm. 1-2 pitch misses, makes it a 2-2 count. Then after that, there's no telling. They're going to have to let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he'll be the number one.
2-2 pitch, another hit down to shortstop. Mason Harrell with a throw over. Gets him by about 3 foot right there. Well, good throw.
Let me tell you, that was close, Francis.
That's going to bring up Braden Greenwood. Of course, I'm be watching because there's a couple of Tennessee guys that are in it. And I think there's one, Jerron McCoy, that could be the potential first-round pick. And a lot of the mock drafts I've seen has him going to the Minnesota. First pitch hit over.
Long fly ball left field.
Yeah, Bryson Matthews went towards center, then he had to break back towards left field, but makes a catch on the first pitch to Braden, so there's two away. That's going to bring up Brock Bradley.
Bradley's the DH tonight for the Panthers, batting in the sixth spot. Yeah, I know. That looked like that was going to hit him.
I know, Onsler. That ball was late to break and stayed inside, though, so it's 1-0.
Breaking ball right there, boy.
1-1 count with two away.
Seems to me this first couple of innings, he's got pretty good control on his breaking ball tonight.
Good job by Almser trying to go after that corner. Just misses, though.
Yeah,
it's a 2-1 count.
That was a good pitch. He put it on that outside corner. Just missed.
The 2-1. And there's that strike. 2-2 count.
Now there again, leading it a little too far outside.
Trying to get him chase right there, but it runs the count full with two away. Mountaineers leading 1-0 here in the top of the second. Almsler's pitch. Oh.
That one did get that him. That is ball four anyway.
Yeah.
I believe that did hit him.
And that's going to bring up Paxton Sutton.
Brother of Attic Sutton. I think Attic is the senior. This Paxton
said he's a freshman.
No, he'd be a junior. Sophomore, yeah, sophomore.
They must have it messed up on here then.
Because he's been a thorn on our side from youth league all the way. Nailed him. Good throw, Jonas.
What are the odds to have last two half innings end on a steal?
Yeah, that's
Jonas with a nice throw down right there. So three away, as that was Brock Bradley trying to steal second. And Kenny, he just slid right into the throw because it was dead on perfect from Jonas
it
right
was
there.
Just about had to wait on him.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
So here we go, bottom of the second. Got the 5, 6, and 7 hitters up for the Mountaineers, Branson. That's heart of the order right now.
Heart of the order for sure. And, man, I tell you right now, that
it was good to get that run that first inning there, but we needed to keep them bats rolling, like you said, you know, and we need to plate a few more runs tonight.
That double by Mason Harrell back in the bottom of the first was sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Eli Freeman back up again. You know, he was at bat last inning. He got,
I think, on what, one got, pitch,
got,
maybe?
He got, yeah, got fouled all there on a late tag there. But so Eli back in the batter's box now.
So Mason's pitch stays inside, 1-0.
Ooh, that was close. We'll take it.
The 1-0. Hit towards right field. That's going to be down.
That's a fair ball.
Eli on his first. He's going to hold up for a single right there. So good leadoff single right there by Eli Freeman.
Yeah, boy. Good that he held up right there, because it was fielded well by the right fielder, but a good opposite field hit right there.
That base hit sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. And, Kenny, you know, one of those hits like that towards right field, you usually think sometimes it's going to hit and maybe kick a little right, but that one never did.
Pretty good speed on that right fielder, because getting over to that ball should have been a double, but he cut it off and made a great play on it, so.
That's going to bring up Landry Webb.
I tell you what.
And they're going to call Caden Mason for a balk.
I think he moved his shoulders when he got set there. Umpire in the field out there explaining to him. I tell you, whenever the pitchers like Mason here for Franklin, is where they need to put the 20-second rule in. Because he takes his forever. This game's going, as long as he stays in the ball game, this game's going to take forever.
Yeah.
Because he takes his time. Yeah, or he didn't come set right. That's what the field umpire's telling him. So that moves our base runner up.
So Eli Freeman at second. Mason with a throw back towards second. Eli Freeman gets back safe. Finally, a pitch to Landry Webb, and they call it a strike.
Yeah, said he went around.
So 0-1. That one stays up. 1-1 count. There's a shot by Landry. Got to make sure he catches it. He does. Eli's got to get back to second. So one away. Landry hit a line drive out to center field.
Hard hit ball by Landry Webb right there. Really good hit ball. Thought for a minute there it might get down, Branson, but it carried.
That's going to bring up Jonas Jones, the catcher.
Yeah.
And Kenny, I'm not exactly sure why that was even a throwback to trying to get Eli, because he didn't even throw towards second. He threw the shortstop.
Well, the shortstop wasn't even moving toward the bag. I don't know.
To be honest with you, I think he was a little surprised like us that the ball was coming. Jonas swinging the first pitch, fouls off, 0-1.
It's like I said before, you know, you keep throwing second base like that, trying to pick him off, in a minute he'll throw one into center field. Seen it happen a bunch of times.
Ball got past the catcher. That's going to allow Eli to move up to third and make a 1-1 count for Jonas. Mason checking the run at third. Jonas squared a bunt. Got his bat back. 2-1. One pitch finally catches Jonas. That's going to put him on.
Now batting, number 10, Cameron Hall.
And that's going to bring up Cameron Hall with one out. Runners at first and third. Runners at first and third. Tuscola leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. A chance with one out to get another run on the board. So Cameron Hall stepping in.
Cameron, the DH tonight for the Mountaineers.
At first pitch misses up. 1-0. I'd like to see Cameron get a hit tonight. Kenny, he's been hitting the ball the last couple of games.
Yeah, he started hitting the ball well.
Squares the bunt. Runner moves up for Tuscola. So now runners at second and third. One away. Catcher Gunnar McConnell doing a good job blocking that. Kept a run from coming across for Tuscola. The 2-0 pitch. That one called strike. So 1-1 count.
Ooh, that looked a little outside to me, Branson. That was...
One pitch. Didn't go. 2-1.
3-1.
Oh, 3-1. You're right. I missed it.
Well, the smell of that popcorn coming up here is awful.
Man, I love the smell of that. It does. You like putting M&M's in your popcorn?
Yes. That's what me and Debbie said. We'll pop a bag full, yeah, and then we... put the M&M's to it.
I won't lie to you. I go down to the theater, and I'll get a large popcorn and come home like that. Somebody said, you can do that? I was like, what tells you you can't do that?
That's right. But the problem with it is when you start eating it, you can't quit. You'll eat the whole bowl full before you're...
Right. And, Kenny, that's the second meeting between the pitcher and the catcher. So, what is it, one more and then...
Coach comes out and...
Is it one more visit?
They've got one more.
They've got to switch.
Yeah, they'll
pitchers.
Have to switch if they... Cameron's still up there to bat.
Sitting with a 3-1 count, one away. Runners at second and third. Mountaineers leading 1-0.
Got one out this inning right here.
So Cameron back in with a 3-1 count. Ball hit down on the ground. Over to second base. Paxton Sutton throws over.
Hard hit ball.
Gets the force at first, but one run gets in.
Yes, sir. Got the RBI right there.
So 2-0 in favor of the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the second. That's going to move Jonas Jones up to third. That's going to bring up Elijah Hampton. Swung at the first pitch. Foul down the first baseline, 0-1. One misses, 1-1. Elijah stepping back in now. Two outs, runner on third. 0-1 count. Mason's pitch. Hit hard towards right field.
Fly ball, but that's playable, but
Graham Cantrell makes the catch for the third out. Good little ride right there by Elijah.
Yeah, hard hit ball.
So after two, Mountaineers lead 2-0, so we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. And up for Franklin will be Paxton Sutton, Isaiah Dees, and Graham Cantrell.
Yeah, Paxton back in the batter box after the third out while he's batting, so... Sutton playing second base tonight.
First pitch stays up. 1-0. Good pitch comes back at him. 1-1 count.
That was a pretty pitch right there.
Almost 1-1. Swung on, missed. One ball, two strikes. Ball hit down. Ooh, nice play by Mason. Heron locks it down. But Paxton Sutton will be safe at first. Heron didn't even try to make throws. He caught it, but it fell out of his glove.
I have to give him a single on that one, though.
Yeah,
correct. That ball was deep
even
in the hole.
Even if he'd have made that throw, I don't think
he'd have made it. Yeah.
No. That's going to bring up Isaiah Dees. First pitch misses outside, 1-0.
Dees is the number 8 hitter in the lineup.
Pickoff throw to first. Sutton will be safe. Dees with a 1-0 count. Hit sharply up short. Played by Mason Harrell. One at second. Reach and stretch. Going to call him safe. Gillen had dropped the ball.
Got away from him.
A
good try, but.
Knocked it down, kept it right there at him. So one away. That's going to bring up Graham Cantrell. Ooh, nice pitch he thought about right there, Kenny, but it was a strike, so 0-1.
Yeah, he went about halfway around, but like you said, it was a strike.
O-1 is now 0-2, so two good pitches back-to-back from Omsler. Has Cantrell in the hole here at 0-2. Arms are checking that runner. Another chopper down. Fama with a throw over to first. Gets that force at first. But runner moves up to second.
Top of the order.
And, Kenny, I don't know why I say force at first, but I'm just saying throw at first is what I should say.
Well, he's going to be out if he gets the throw over there, but.
I guess I should say the for sure out at first,
for
right?
For sure out. There you go. For sure.
As Kenny said, that's going to move Franklin back to the top of the order. Deion Bowles up to bat. First pitch misses, 1-0.
Bowles grounded out to third base to Fama, his first time up.
Good pitch right there. It was a foul tip, but it was a strike. Holmes with a 1-1 count. Hit right back at him up the middle.
Oh, man, I thought he had to play on that.
Landry Webb with a throw to first, but he will be safe. That's going to move D's up to third, so that's going to put runners at first and third with two away. Good play by Webb.
Is that yeah, it was a good try. Yeah. It's close, but he did read it by about a step, a good long step.
That's going to bring up Gunnar McConnell, the catcher tonight.
He grounded out to Fama at third base also his first time up.
Alder checking the runner. Oh, made a bad throw over to first and got past Gillen. That's going to allow a run to score. McConnell on his way to third, and it was way off. That's going to make it a 2-1 ball game with two outs here in the top of the third inning.
That's the thing about the pickoff throws like that. You know, every once in a while, one's going to get away from you.
Yep. Unfortunately, that one did. There's a chopper down to third plate by Fama. Throw over to first. Gets the third out. And we move now to the bottom of the third inning. We want to thank our sponsors. Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Florida Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Well, we got the top of our order up here in the bottom of the third, Branson. So let's see if we can't get something going around again.
And Mason's still on the mound. For Franklin. Getting his warm-up pitches in right here. Kenny, I think when Almser went to throw that, he held on to it too long because it bounced, what, 3 or 4 foot in front of Gillen right there at first. And,
yeah, you're right.
Just bounced up over his head.
Throws the pickoff throws like that back to first base. There's a lot of pressure on that first baseman because he's, you know, he ain't sure exactly where that ball's going to go. He got to make a play on it.
Right. So McConnell was the one up to bat, and he's, when he got in, had to get his equipment on. Now he's back there behind the plate. Mason back to warming up. So McConnell will throw down the second. Mason Harrell leading it off here in the bottom of the third. Kenny, did you get to watch the Braves last night when you got home? Or did you watch Boston and New York?
No, we watched General Hospital.
Oh, my bad.
No, we didn't last night, though. You know, we usually watch it at some, you know, But I don't know. I was hungry last night. We got home and ate something.
And I was the same way. First pitch, Mason Harrell misses 1-0. Ooh, that's called strike on the outside corner, 1-1.
I don't know, man. That looked a little outside.
Looks like that. Strike zone might have grown a little bit.
I think he's got a bigger strike zone.
Mason's 1-1 pitch. That's hit hard towards right center field.
Deep.
And center fielder Damian Bowles makes the catch for the first out.
Now batting number 8, Ian Omsler.
That's going to bring up Ian Omsler. Fouls the first one off. 0-1. Yeah, Braves took one on the chin last night as well, Kenny.
Did they?
Yeah. They were down 8-3 and scored a run when I got home, and then give up three more runs in the bottom of the eighth. Got beat 11-4.
Oh, gosh.
0-1 pitch. Stays up 1-1. Of course, we want to wish good luck to the girls softball team. Fridays they travel to Brevard. We won't be covering that game, but the boys will be over there as well. 1-1 pitch hit foul down the third baseline. Makes it a 1-2 count. Mountaineers still leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the third. One ball, two strikes. Pitch popped up foul. Count stays 1-2. Kenny, a nice little cool breeze blowing in, too.
Boy, that is. I mean, that sun gone down. It has. It's really cooled off.
Mason's 1-2. That's a foul tip into the glove, so it's two away.
Number 9, Sean Gilliland.
That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland. Hit down to third. Ooh, took a nasty hop over the third baseman Isaiah D's head. Can you get thing he didn't get right directly in front of anything? It would have probably been right in the mouth.
Yeah, I know. That was a heck of a bounce right there.
So a base hit by Gillen with two away. That's going to bring up August Farmer. And that base hit by Sean Gillen, sponsored by Dynamic Advertising.
Fama hit into a fielder's choice, his first at bat.
Two away now, runner on first. Mountaineers ahead 2-1 here in the bottom of the third. Mason's pitch foul back. 0-1. I'm stepping back in with an 0-1 count. Just a pitch out, trying to get Gillen to lean. 1-1 count. Farmer back in with a 1-1 count. And pick up, throw to first, and Gillen safe.
Franklin acting like, you know, because I got him. That wasn't even close.
No. No, but trying to get the act to go get the umpire to believe.
That was a pretty good act there. All the infielders going off the field like they got him, you know. Third out, they thought.
Still 1-1 count on Farmer. Runner going. Pitch fouled back. Makes the count now 1-2.
It was funny in that JV game there. I was doing the PA and keeping my paper there. And Zach Shepherd, the coach, was doing the scoreboard for the JVs. And they made a play and everybody run off the field and everything. And nobody, Zach looked at me and said, I just.
1-2 pitch fouled off. Count stays 1-2.
Zach said, I just got two outs. And I said, and he looked at me and I said, yeah, that's just two outs. Well, I wasn't going to say nothing, you know, if they're going to give it to us, you know. But they caught it, though.
Yeah, that was right. I was getting everything finished up. Plugged in and I was like you, because I had seen that they turned a double play.
They turned a double play, but yeah, they just everybody headed off the field. I said, no, that's just two.
The 1-2 pitch, way out, 2-2 now. The 2-2.
Oh.
And Gillen ran, and as he did, it was a pitch out. They threw down at first, and Gillen just slid into the tag. So Fama will be up to bat when we get back to the bottom of the fourth. But three away. And
yep, you're right.
Score stays 2-1. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Up 4, Franklin here will be
Anderson Terrell, shortstop. Terrell flew out to center field his first time up.
Chopper down to third. Fama throw. Pulled Gillen off and he dropped it, so runner will be safe. Kenny, how do you score that?
I'd have to give an error on the first baseman, Sean Gillen, because I believe had he fielded that clean, I believe he had him.
That's going to bring up.
What do you think?
I agree with you.
I think he'd have had him if he, you know, had held on to the ball.
That's going to bring up Alex Sutton throw over to first. squares the bunt, lays it down. Almser throw to first, gets the out. So one away. That's going to bring up Braden Greenwood.
Greenwood flew out to left field his first time up.
First pitch popped way back behind us. 0-1. Brock Bradley on deck for Franklin. Ooh. Good pitch. Just stayed out a little on the over the plate. 2-1 count. 3-1 count. That pitch misses. Another foul pitch back. Runs the count full at 3-2. You have 3-2 or 2-2, Kenny?
3-2.
Okay. I thought I was going crazy there for a minute.
Our scoreboard operator, I think he fell asleep. Right?
Throw down to set a third. Oh, oh, got past Fama. That's going to bring a run in. Makes it a 2-2 ball game. So Greenwood still with a 3-2 count, one away. 2-2 ball game here in the top of the fourth. Hit down first. Gillen plays it himself. Steps on first. Two away.
Now batting number 10, Brock Bradley.
That's going to bring up Brock Bradley.
He's the DH tonight for the Franklin Panthers. Hit by a pitch his first time up.
Hmm. Hmm. First pitch misses 1-0.
Seems like his strike zone is getting tighter as we go along, Branson.
1-0 swung on and missed. Stevens count at 1-1. And 1-1 misses low, so 2-1. Good breaking ball right there. Evens the count at 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs. Omsler's pitch. Chopper down to first, played by Omsler. Flips it over to Gillen for the third out. As we move to the bottom of the fourth, Franklin picking up a run, tying it up to 2-2. And we want to thank our sponsors. Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Of course, we will be on the air next Tuesday as the final week of the regular season is upon us, and East Henderson will be here on Tuesday for softball and baseball, and we'll be covering baseball for sure. We'll let everybody know about softball. And then from there, Kenny, we'll just wait to see how everything plays out.
Yeah.
For the state playoffs. I'm not sure. They used to be on like Saturday or Sunday they would release it, but then now it's like almost last minute. You don't find out who you're going to play till the day before. So
yeah,
it'll be
last
interesting.
Last year, whenever they told us, like on Monday, wasn't it? And then they had to play like on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. So, up four, the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the fourth.
Farmer.
Be August Farmer.
Yeah, he's back in there because he was at bat when that throwdown got Sean Gillen there at second base.
Fama hitting the first pitch. That's going to be
high fly ball, right field, playable. Makes caught, the catch. Yeah.
Caught made by Graham Cantrell. So
five,
went away.
Eli Freeman.
That's going to bring up Eli Freeman.
Well hit ball by Fama right there on the first pitch. Eli single. His first time, only time up so far tonight, and scored one of the two runs for the Mountaineers.
First pitch to Freeman, misses. 1-0. Two of them. So Freeman stepping back in with a 2-0 count. Shot going to be in the right. Play
man.
Made by second base, but
give him a stink single on that.
Yeah. Hey, you got to credit Paxton Sutton right there. He made the catch, but when he rolled, the ball come out of his glove and didn't get very far into the outfield. So good play by him.
Yeah, I'm surprised he made that play right there, golly bum.
And that base hit sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. That's going to bring up Landry Webb.
Landry flew out to deep center field, his first time up.
That breaking ball missing, 1-0. There's a shot down to third play by Isaiah Dees. Throws over to second, but misplayed by the second baseman, Paxton Sutton.
Yeah, Paxton Sutton just misplayed that ball.
Number three, Jonas Jones.
I think he was thinking throw the ball before he actually got it. He was thinking to make that throw to first. And now you've got runners on
first and second.
First and second.
One out. And Jonas Jones, the batter.
Jonas Jones was hit by a pitch, his first at bat, only at bat so far tonight.
There's a chopper over to short. Throw over to third, get the force, so two away.
Great play by the shortstop right there.
We've seen more choppers tonight.
I know, and he got that ball. I'm surprised he got to that ball.
That's going to bring up Cameron Hall. Pinch runner coming in for Jonas Jones.
Yeah. Cameron grounded out to second base, his first at bat.
Breaking ball called strike. 0-1. Stayed inside, 1-1 count. Caden Mason still taking his time on his pitches. Steps off the mound.
You might have to take a nap in between pitches, you know.
I know. And the truth of this is why I say that you need a pitch count.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. No, wow. Come on, ump. He framed that. You called it a strike. That ball was outside.
Wow. Pitch called strike, so it makes the count now. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runners at first and second, score tied 2-2 here in the bottom of the fourth.
Oh, Cameron.
Started to go and held back. Breaking ball got him right there. So three away. As we move to the fifth inning, we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the fifth inning here. Tuscola Franklin tied at 2-2. And up for Franklin here in the top of the fifth will be Paxton Sutton. And first pitch called strike. The 0-1. Chopper down to third. Fama catch. Throws. One away.
Fama's got a lot of work here. Third base tonight. He's been busy man out there.
That's going to bring up Isaiah Dees.
Dees hit into a fielder's choice. His first and only at bat tonight. There's
another hit down Mason Harrell. Long throw over. Wow, what an arm.
That was a throw.
Kenny, that was deep in the hole right there. Great throw by Mason for the second out.
He took that ball, like you said, in the hole, but he got his feet set perfect. Did you say that?
He did.
That's what let that throw go. Boy, he cut it loose.
That's going to bring up Graham Cantrell. Popped up. Maybe playable. Jonas. Oh. And Kenny, I'm not sure he didn't roll his ankle.
And I think he did.
Because when he came off of that matting onto the grass, he rolled his ankle right there. He's okay. He's staying in.
I guess that gravel shifted under his feet when he went off the grass there.
1-1 count here on Contrell.
Contrell grounded out too.
Oh, there's a swing at a high pitch. That's over in left field.
Fly ball.
Catch made by Bryson Matthews. So three up, three down here in the top of the fifth inning. We moved to the bottom of the fifth. We want to thank our sponsors because without them, we can't do this game after game and week after week. And we want to thank Mike's Heated and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. Kenny, it's almost like, you know, you when you have those outfielders out there and they're getting close to the wall, you got to start telling them about the wall. On that match, you just about have to do the same thing because, as we've seen, I'm sure it's close to being the same, but it's still that stepping from that matting
like
in the grass.
It's like a warning track, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, stepping from that grass in that gravel and then it pea gravel and then it shifts, you know, is under your foot. And you're very easy to turn your ankle like that.
He'd probably be sore in the morning, I will say that, because I seen it buckling. He about went down, but he did a good job staying up and still about made the catch over there next to the dugout on the first base side.
I see Coach Shepherd and Coach Hawkins there standing outside the dugout talking to each other. So evidently Jonas is all right, or I'd be in there checking on him. You know, but.
Caden Mason finishing up his warm-up pitches. Up for Tuscola will be Elijah Hampton here in the bottom of the fifth.
Elijah's the number 9 hitter in the lineup. Flew out to right field. Deep fly ball to right his first time up.
It's the first pitch. That could be down, and it is. Oh, I thought that was going to be deeper than it was.
Yeah,
Paxton Sutton made a great catch out there running into shallow outfield to make the catch, so one away. But top of the order for Tuscola here, and that's going to bring up Mason Harrell. Swung at the first pitch, foul at a tip, 0-1. Mason's 0-1 pitch, stays up, 1-1.
Branson, how long has it been since we've done a game that went into extra innings? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I think we go back a few years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The 1-1 stays inside. 2-1. You know, the first game we did together, that first game moons ago, that girl softball game went to extra innings, went 8.
Yeah.
But I know it's been a few years since we have had one go into overtime.
Boys or girls, actually. Right.
The 2-1 swung on, missed. 2-2. Say overtime, but I mean extra innings.
That game with Robbinsville over at Western that night, was that extra innings? Did we?
No, that was seven.
It was seven, but it was like a basketball score.
7 hours. Yeah. 2-2 count now on Mason Harrell. The pitch outside, full count.
I wish, you know, whenever that game's over, I'd wrote down about that ball game through the game, because I've never been involved in a game like that.
Caden Mason, 3-2 pitch. And that's going to miss, and that's going to put Mason Harrell on.
Now batting number 8, Ian Omsler.
That's going to bring up Ian Omsler.
Ian walked his first time up and then struck out back in the third. Now here he is, one out and a man on first, and got to make something happen here, Branson. Getting later in the game, we got to make something happen.
First pitch to Omsler is up and away, 1-0. Mason checking the runner at first. Pitch on its way. Swung on and missed by Omsler. 1-1. Good crowd on hand tonight, Kenny. See the center field bunch out there leaned up over the fence.
Yeah, it's a
1-1 pitch outside, 2-1.
Pretty good crowd out there in the field tonight, too. The cars and stuff. You know, of course, it was completely covered the other night. Of course, that was Pisgah boys and girls here that night. So, probably about the biggest crowd that you'll ever see out there.
2-1 pitch. Gets past the catcher. It's going to allow Mason to move up to second. And Omsler's count now is 3-1. Caden Mason takes a glance at second. The 3-1 pitch. Stays out. Alms are going to draw a walk here. So back-to-back walks.
Now batting number 9, Sean Gilliland.
That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland.
Thought they'd bring a visit from to the mound from the coach for Franklin there. Back-to-back walks here in the fifth inning.
But you know, Kenny, they may be in the same boat that we are, having to ride the pitcher as long as they can.
As long as they can, yeah. But of course, you get this late in the game, back-to-back walks, you know, it's a sign that they're getting a little tired, you know. So Mason out there may be a little tired.
First pitch to Gillen outside. 1-0. Of course, Franklin has Smokey this week, so that's a rivalry game for them. So
yes, it is.
They may be trying to hold on to some of their better pitching. 1-0 pitch. Ooh. Good swing by Gillen. Just misses. 1-1 now. Ooh. 1-1. Ooh. Swung on, missed. One ball, two strikes now. Oh. First pitch to Gillen was a ball, and he threw three straight strikes. Struck out with two on. That's going to bring up August Fama. Kenny Wright, when we thought that he might be getting tired, he comes back three strong pitches against Gillen.
We needed a hit right there. We need one right here. August flew out to right field.
There's a shot. Going to be up the center field.
There it is.
Harrell on his way home. There's a throw. Going to be close. And he is safe. Slides under that tag.
Got right under the tag. Beautiful slide by Mason Harrell.
He may have jammed his ankle as he slid into the catcher right there, but Tuscola taking a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth.
I don't know if it was that or he skipped that hind end on that, that slide in there. He may have a strawberry and he gets home tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, what a big hit by August Fama right there.
So now two away, and it looks like they're going to switch pitchers because it's the
I think
third meeting.
I think it's time.
So two outs, runners at second and third for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fifth. Eli Freeman, the batter for Tuscola. Head coach Greenberg that's in on the mound.
They're going to leave him in.
I kind of thought that
it's probably like you said, Branson. They're like us. They're not that deep probably in pitching. They're going to have to get him as long as they can get him to go.
So Eli Freeman up now.
Got two outs. They've got two outs.
Base hit by August Fama, sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. First pitch misses.
Boy, to hold off.
1-0. There's a shot towards center.
Beautiful shot in between.
One run in.
All the way to
two runs in.
Left center.
Eli Freeman holding up for a two out, two ribby double.
Eli's on fire tonight.
Now batting number 55, Landry Webb.
That was a beautiful stroke right there. That swing was perfect.
Good swinging, man. I tell you what. Rode it all the way to the fence, and that's going to bring up Landry Webb with two outs and a runner at second.
I tell you, Landry's due. I flew out to center field his first time up and then reached on an error his last at bat.
Big swing right there by Landry. Just misses 0-1. Pitch popped up. That could be big if it falls.
Oh man. About a 2 foot outside the foul line for a foul ball.
Can that look for a second like it was going to be in?
Oh, I know. I thought that was going to be down. Just about 2 foot, Branson, was all that it went foul.
So Webb now with an 0-2 count. Pitch low and away. Good block right there.
I'll tell you something. That catcher, Franklin, he's a good catcher. I watched him throw down. He's good. But he's worked tonight. I don't know how many balls he's blocked.
McConnell doing a good job behind the plate for
Franklin. Yeah, he's done a great job.
1-2 pitch. Hit down.
Oh.
Short. Throw over to first. Gets the out for the third out, but the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the fifth score 3 runs to make it a 5-2 ball game. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 5-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Good bottom half of the fifth for the Mountaineers, scoring 3. And Eli Freeman coming up big with a two-out double to score those runs.
Yeah, that was a big, big hit right there by Freeman.
So Franklin will be back to the top of their order here in the top of the sixth.
Freeman, like I said, he's on fire tonight. 2 singles and a double. 3 for 3 tonight so far.
So, Damian Bowles stepping in.
Lead off, top of the order.
Almsler pitch missing outside, 1-0.
That's what Ian Almsler has to face here in the top of the sixth. Top of their order.
Good pitch right there. Made him swing. 1-1 count.
Bowles ground out to third base his first time up and then had a single back in the third.
There's a shot towards center field.
That's
Elijah Hampton making the catch.
On his horse out there in center field and makes the catch. Yeah, great running catch. That ball was deep. I probably looks like from here about 4 or 5 feet in front of the fence.
Kenny, he ran that down. That was a good 40-yard dash for him.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
there,
that was a, yeah, playing. He didn't just get it. He had to run that one down. Boy, a big out, too, though. Lead off hitter, top of the order.
Gunnar McConnell, the batter now. First pitch fouled off. 0-1.
McConnell is ground out, too. Fama at third base, both times he's batted tonight.
Ooh, 0-1 pitch, breaking ball.
Didn't break?
Didn't break. So McConnell stepping back in with the 1-1 count, one away. Tuscola leading 5-2 here in the top of the sixth. Almsler's pitch, good pitch right there on the corner. 1-2 now.
This would be a big win for the Mountaineers tonight, Francis, if they could pull this out. Ooh.
Just misses, evens it at 2-2. 2-2 hit
should
towards left field.
Should be playable.
Catch made by Bryson Matthews in left field. Two away. And that's going to bring up Anderson Terrell. You know, Kenny Almsler's pitched a really good game tonight.
Yes, he has.
You know, there's just been a couple of, right there, Gillen missing a couple at first. You know, it's probably a totally different ballgame at this point, too.
Yeah, he's pitched
and
a good
nothing
game.
Against him on that. I'm not, down him. Things happen. Chopper down to third. Fumble
wow,
the catch.
What a stab.
Oh. And that one skipped up on Gillen. But Terrell will be safe.
I have to give him a single on that but boy, what a stab and a catch down there by Fahm at third base.
It's going to bring up Addix Sutton.
Addix Sutton has grounded out to shortstop his first time up and hit back to the pitcher his last at bat.
Alms are checking the runner at first. There's a shot down towards short, played by Mason Harrell. Throw over to first.
Got him.
Gets the third out. So, he's removed to the bottom of the sixth. Now.
Good inning right there for Alms again.
Yeah, it really was, pitching-wise, because he's done a good job. One thing we've not mentioned tonight, pitch count. He's done a good job keeping it low.
I got started late there on it. I'd missed so many, so I didn't go ahead and do the pitch count tonight. But
he's in pretty good shape, though. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. If you're out in town, out and about, go by and see these businesses and thank them for sponsoring Tuscola Sports Radio here in the spring and doing what they do to allow us to do this, because there's a lot of families that don't live here and rely on us to be able to hear some of their loved ones play. And Kenny and I, we've thoroughly enjoyed this for, I know, gosh, Kenny, 10 years, almost 9 years.
I don't know exactly, but yeah, it's been at least 9.
I want to say it's 10. It's been 10 because I want to say it was 16 when we got started that first year, I want to say. So it's been 10. And loved every minute of it, loved every game. We've seen some great games. We've seen heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen good weather. We've seen bad weather. We've been sitting in the cold one night, and the next night be sitting. It was 90 degrees. So we've seen a little bit of everything.
Again, I want to say personally, thanking Terrell, for making this happen. Yeah, we got a pitching change, don't we? Got a lefty in there.
Yeah, Hunter Lowe's in now pitching for Franklin. Kenny said he's a lefty.
Jonas Jones.
And leading it off for Tuscola here in the bottom of the sixth is Jonas Jones.
He must be all right, because I seen there on that ground ball and to Fama there a minute ago, and when throw got over there, he was behind first base coming out of the catcher position, to cover like he's supposed to, and he was getting down there pretty good. So I guess his ankle's okay. Ooh.
First pitch misses right there. 1-0. That pitch is coming in low, so it's 2-0 count. And
I believe that hit him. Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah, you heard it hit something.
You heard it hit, yeah.
So that's going to put Jones on. And that's going to bring up Cameron Hall. Jonas is going to have a pinch runner here. Looks like that's Bryce Ferguson.
Cameron, like we said, is the DH tonight. Ground out to second base first time up and then struck out his last at bat. Then putting the bat on the ball pretty good. So see if he can make something happen right here.
First pitch. McConnell from Franklin did a good job keeping that pitch in front of him. 1-0. Low checking the runner at first. 2-0 count. Not sure what the umpire was.
No, I don't know what that was about there.
2-0 count on Cameron Hall. Runner at first, no outs.
Oh.
It's a three. He's not throwing a strike yet, Kenny.
No, that's what you get whenever you change like that. I'd say, like I said, it didn't keep the pitch count tonight, but I'd say Mason, the starting pitcher for Franklin, I guess he run out of pitches while they made a change there. And you're, like you said, this boy's come in here, and he hadn't thrown a strike yet. There's two. Put the first two batters for the Mountaineers on base. One hit by the pitch and one walk. And
that's going to bring
Elijah Hampton up.
One of the coaches from Franklin out. Not the head coach. Going out there, I guess, sort of talk to Lowe because – like I said, King, we mentioned it. Hasn't thrown a strike yet.
Boy, that air
seven
coming through this
balls.
Wind has just cooled off, hadn't it, right?
It has.
You know, I should have brought a jacket. Coach for Franklin's got his jacket on.
So Elijah Hampton, the batter now.
Elijah flew out to right field his first at bat. Flew out to second base his second time up.
Another pitch outside. 1-0. We got lefty on lefty here.
That's eight balls in a row.
Oh. And ball got past McConnell at home. That moved the runners up to second and third with no outs. And a 2-0 count on Hampton. Franklin has somebody warming up in the pen right now. There's the first strike. That makes the count now 2-1. Pitch. This is outside 3-1. Three one. There's a shot towards shortstop, having to make a throw to first. Gets the out, but a run does score for Tuscola to make it 6-2. Going to bring up Mason Harrell.
Back to the top of the order.
Low's pitch. Inside 1-0. Mason Harrell stepping back in with a 2-0 count. That one called strikes. 2-1. This is really high. 3-1.
Ooh.
3-1 swung on, missed. Full
swing
count now.
Miss.
Two. That one's going to be pop foul.
Oh,
out of
play. Mason double tonight to lead off the game. First batter up. Double and then flew out to center field the second time up. And then walked. Scored a run his last at bat.
Count's full now. Two foul back, stays the same. Try it again. Runner on third with one out. Three-two pitch again from low. And that pitch.
Another walk for Mason Harrell.
So runners at first and third. With one out, Ian Onsler, the batter.
Ian walked, struck out, and walked his three times at bat tonight. Still just one out.
First pitch to Almser. Misses 1-0. There's a shot.
Oh, fair
base.
Ball. That ball's 3 foot inside the foul line.
Cameron Hall scores, makes it 7-2.
Beautiful piece of hitting right there by Ian Almser.
That hit sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. And another visit on the mound. This time by Coach Greenwood. Another pitch and change.
Looks like number 20.
Lance Parker.
Is that 20 or 28?
I think it's Well, they don't have a 28, so we'll go with 20.
Yeah, 20, yeah. Those jerseys are the kind that you can't tell what the number is. Unless they, you know, unless they're up closer to you, you can't, they get farther away. It's sort of like in football uniforms.
Right.
Some of them. Irwin's the world's worst. You're in the press box up there, you know, and you're trying to see who made the tackle, and you can't tell. Right.
Yeah. A lot of the, I mean, because I know at one time they had a white jersey with like silver number and no outline. You couldn't see.
No. And I tell you, it's not as bad quite now with the artificial turf, but back when it was regular grass and they got a little bit dirty and green out there, you couldn't tell what number was what.
No. Very rarely do you see grass. Of course, we saw it last year over at Robbinsville. They still have a natural surface, but speaking of AstroTurf, Franklin in the process of getting AstroTurf over there in Macon County. I saw an aerial view of it this week, and they were putting the strips of turf in, you know, the 5 yards at a time, so they were getting it sown in. And
they're putting artificial turf.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we was talking.
They're actually redoing that whole school.
We was talking to a lady over at the ball game the other day that was selling the tickets, and me and Debbie were talking to her, and she said they were going to play on that football field this year.
Yeah.
But the rest of the parking and the basketball, it's awful, you know, the parking and stuff. But they're working on it, but they're not going to have it ready this year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they'll still be playing in the old gym there, but – but she said the football field would be ready for this fall.
So what you're saying is may have to park at Walmart and have a trolley in.
Shuttle buses, yep.
All right. So Lance Parker finished with his warm-up pitches, and up now for Tuscola is Sean Gilland with one out and runners at first and second. Mountaineers leading 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth. And Parker's first pitch misses outside 1-0. That pitch misses, so it's a 2-0 count.
Sean has singled and struck out tonight, so.
There's a strike. 2-1 count. Good pitch right there from Parker. Makes it a 2-2 count. Two fouled off. We'll try it one more time. The 2-2. Shot right back up the middle.
Oh, come through with a hit one when we needed it.
Throw coming home. Oh, Lord, we're caught up in a jam right here.
Come on home. Come on home.
Yeah, we're going to come home. We got ourselves in a pickle right here as runner wasn't paying attention that was coming into second and got to third. And they're going to call that runner safe because of interference. So that makes it 8-2. And we end up with runners at second and third.
You saw what happened there. The catcher never moved. He was standing in the baseline, and the tag was made by, I believe, the pitcher come in and made that tag. And the catcher was standing there just in the way. He wasn't moving, and called interference on him. So that allowed Mason Harrell to score, right? Is that what you got?
Yes. And Gillen ends up at second.
With a good single. That was a clean base hit.
And August Fama, the batter. That pitch called strike. 0-1. One pitch misses inside, 1-1. One one pitch swung on, missed. 1-2.
Palmer singled his last at bat and scored a run.
The 1-2 pitch. Misses low. 2-2 count. Parker's 2-2 pitch. Chopper down to third, coming home with it. Going to tag the runner for two outs now.
Now batting number 5, Eli Freeman.
That's going to bring up Eli Freeman. With runners at first and third and two outs. Freeman stepping in now, two outs. Mountaineers still leading 8-2. Runner going. Throw down to third, though. And all of them will be safe at second and third.
Gosh, what a night, or afternoon and night. That's the third time the umpire's been taking a lick. And it's a different umpire from the JV game, but that's the third time in the two games today that the umpire's been.
He took a square hit.
Like I said, that's not funny. You know, I hate to see anybody get hurt.
He must. The way he's shaking his hand, I think he took that one square off the wrist. Everybody giving a round of applause to the umpire.
Yeah, he's shaking that arm. He's took it on the arm, forearm or the wrist or something. But
2-0 count.
He'll know it tomorrow.
Yes.
It'll be sore.
Hopefully he's not left-handed.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. 2-0. Called strike. 2-1. Parker's 2-1 pitch. That one hit foul, so it's a 2-2 count now.
Seeing an umpire get hit one time in the foot, Branson. Broke his toe. They said, well, take your shoe off. And I said, he said, no, I'll take it off when I get home. If I take it off, it's going to swell up and I'll never get my shoe back on.
2-2 pitch on its way. That one stays outside. Full count now. Yeah, that's, you hate to, you want to get it off as quick as you can.
But yeah,
he's right, though. You take that off, it's going to swell up. Full count. Ball hit up the middle.
Wow, another base hit for Eli Freeman.
Two more runs in, makes it a 10-2 ball game.
Now batting number 55, Landry
Webb up to bat now. There's a shot towards right field, left.
Oh, misplayed by the
second baseman. Misplays it. So Webb's on. That's going to put runners at first and second. So Jonas was actually up.
Well, we batted around.
He started it, yeah. He started. That's what I was trying to get out of. And pickoff throw to second. And Eli Freeman will be safe. There's another shot over Paxton Sutton at second. Throws over to first. Three away. As Tuscola picks up 5 runs to make it a 10-2 ball game. Here as we move to the seventh, so we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are 2 for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control. All your pest control needs. Mountaineers leading 10-2 here in the top of the seventh, needing just 3 outs to get this victory. And back there in that bottom half of the sixth, we want to say that those hits were sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, give Dynamic Advertising Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
We've got the 4, 5, and 6 hitter. I mean 5, 6, and 7, excuse me, for Franklin. So,
Greenwood.
Good pitch to start out with right there.
Greenwood looking at strike one. Is that one? Keen, that one broke just perfect right
that
there.
That was beautiful, yeah. Well, that's deep, but that should be playable by Eli Freeman. Yes, sir. Makes the catch.
So one away. And that's going to bring up Brock Bradley.
Now batting number 14, Damian Bowles.
Got the DH up Brock Bradley to the plate. DH tonight. Bradley's hit by a pitch and then hit back to the pitcher on the mound.
First pitch misses inside 1-0. Almsler's 1-0 misses, so it's a 2-0 count. That one called strike, so 2-1 count now. Dribbler back up to Almsler, has plenty of time to make the throw. Two away. That's going to bring up Paxton Sutton.
Paxton singled his first time up tonight and then ground out to Fama at third base.
Got a pinch hitter coming in right now, Will Rowers. Almsler's pitch, chopper down to third again, over to Fama. 3 outs,
Fama,
ball game.
Fama had a lot of work tonight, I tell you.
There's a lot of G5s on my book right there. So Tuscola picking up a 10-2 conference win tonight, and that's going to move them up to 8-3 in the conference. So we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers picking up the all-important 10-2 victory over Franklin to give them 8 wins in the conference this year. And, Kenny, that's big right now, being 8-3, moving in with 3 games left.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding. No, that was – you don't – That's really a big win tonight.
Yes. Yes, very big.
As far as the standings goes and everything, you know, that was a good win for the boys tonight.
Yeah, hard fought.
Way to come back after last night, you know.
Absolutely. So we're going to get our player of the game in here. And it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Today's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Mr. Eli Freeman. Looking for a place, safe place to store your stuff? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Eli Freeman, heck of a night, man.
Thank you.
Great win. Hey, I'm going to tell you straight up. I know last night was a tough one to take off the chin, take on the chin against Brevard, but you've got them again Friday night. You got a chance to redeem that last night. But, you know, but great way to bounce back after that victory or after that loss last night for a victory tonight for a big conference win to move into 8-3.
Yes, sir.
And so, really, the conference still hasn't really been settled. I mean, there's still a lot of shuffling going along. And three very winnable games for y'all between Friday and then the two against East next week. What are y'all looking at as far as, you know, wanting to finish? I know you want to finish strong in the conference, but you want to get a good seeding for the playoffs, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, Friday night we got Mason coming in to shove, so we should be good Friday night. And then next week, senior night, and we
– Yeah. And so let's get
it done.
Let's step back to Friday night. I know – Nobody really wants to talk about that first six innings. Everybody wants to talk about that seventh inning, and you came up big Friday night, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And then you've just followed it up, and then tonight going 4-for-4, heck of a job at the plate for you.
Thank you, sir.
So what I know it's kind of late in the season, but what kind of goals did you have set for yourself personally and as a team this year?
Man, we just wanted to be good in the conference and win games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because, you know, the thing was, you know, last year you lost a lot and a lot of the seniors and stuff, and it was – everybody kind of looked at it as going to be a rebuilding year.
Yeah.
But, man, Yens have just knocked down win after win after win and week after week. So you've proved a lot of people wrong. And
yes,
a lot of people – you've opened a lot of eyes because a lot of people is like, well, they're going to be struggling this year. Y'all have not struggled at all.
No, I mean, we have less pitching, but –
Right.
We can still hit the ball, and we can still pitch the ball. I mean, we have bad nights, but we always bounce back.
You're exactly right. You know, and you go to that tournament a couple of weeks ago down in Shelby and had a great showing down there.
Yeah.
2-1 against some good competition, right?
Yes, sir.
And so I know you're a senior this year.
Yes, sir.
What are your big plans for after high school?
I really haven't figured that out yet. I was – not going to play baseball, but I'm still looking into it. But
right.
It's just a ongoing thing, I guess.
Well, there's so many opportunities out there.
Yes, sir.
And do what you can to make sure, look at all every aspect of it that you can do, and go have fun. That's why I try to tell a lot of these kids, you know, go have fun, you know, because after college, it gets serious, you know, and a lot of people, you know, want to go ahead and get in the workforce before they get there and everything. But if you get a chance, go have fun because you only live once.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Eli Freeman, our player of the game tonight. Congratulations, Eli, going 4-for-4 tonight, man. Great job. Can you get a picture of you right there? And we'll get you with your medal right there. So Mountaineers coming up big tonight, 10-2 in the victory against Franklin. And, of course, they still have Franklin left to play Friday night where we have Brevard, and then they finish the series against West Henderson and us against East Henderson next week. So it's going to be – it's coming down to the wire. A lot of the schools are winding down, as you hate to say it, but graduation's coming up on us quick too, Kenny.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that the other day too, you know. Usually right there in toward the last of May, and here it is almost the last of April. And
right.
It goes by too fast, boy, I'll tell you.
It's hard to believe, you know, next week's the end of April, 1st of May, and it's the end of the season. And
I know.
It just goes by too quick.
That's what I tell these kids. I said, you know, this is the best years of your life.
Right.
And when you're a senior, you know, when you're done, it's done, you
right.
know. And That's what I told my girls whenever they were in school that first day of their senior year, that morning before they went to school. I told them, I said, look, this is the first day of your last year. And I said, you blink an eye and it'll be, the first half will be over. It'll be Christmas. And you'll start the second after the first year. And before you blink an eye, you'll be walking across that stage.
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, and here they are, you know, both your girls with kids, you know, they're growing up quick. And,
oh, gosh. Too quick.
Yeah. Hayden in high school, you know, going to be a junior. And, of course, Izzy. We won't talk about that. So.
That's a whole different ballgame right there.
You're right.
She's a mess.
You know, she's a spitfire.
Let's put it that way, yeah.
Well, Kenny, you got anything before we close?
Again, you know, I want to thank again Tim and Terrell there at the radio station because, boy, I tell you, that you know, they're great. Couldn't do it without them, you know. I just appreciate everything they do so we can do this.
You're exactly right. So Tuscola winning tonight 10-2, but we will be back on the air Tuesday night. We could be on early. We're going to talk about it. We could be on at 5:30 for the softball game, but we'll definitely be on for the baseball game. Senior night at both, and we're wanting to cover both. We're going to see if we can get that worked out to where we can do that. So be tuning in, and we'll send out some stuff on social media so you'll see it. So today's game has been brought to you by Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vestas Services, WPTL, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. We want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you for tuning in tonight, and we will see you again Tuesday night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.